Okay, Revelation chapter 14, please. With the theme of the camp, the Lord is coming quickly. It just gets me thinking. I remember years ago, it was when I first came along, I went to a revival meeting, and I was getting witnessed by a fellow, and I was totally interested. I wanted to get saved, even though you know most people know my testimony here, healed a bipolar. But I didn't know about healing. I didn't know, I wasn't interested in this, you know, the Holy Spirit. I didn't know about it all. I just wanted a salvation and what it entailed. And I was just a sponge to take it all in. And I remember looking for churches, and every time I go to a church, the Lord would cut it off. And anyway, I finally got this. I thought, oh, I was just sick of it. It went for months. And then finally, I went to this meeting. I thought, oh, I was going to cut off again. Next thing, I sat in the meeting. Great meeting it was. The biggest one I often say, the way the young people behaved. I was 22, I was a young person, but just the way they were clapping and singing and praising God, and it just made me take notice. After the meeting, the Bibles were brought up, and I was like, they said, and the guy told me, look, you got to repent, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, show me Mark 16. I thought, right, okay, that's in the Bible, I've got to do it. And he sort of closed up off by saying, the harvest is truly ripe. And I said to him, I hope it's not too ripe. For being beforehand, remember, I was suffering from manic depression. I had all my own ideas. I thought I was a second coming of Christ. But I got in the Bible and started reading it and went for an easy book, Revelation, sort of. And being in my bipolar way, manic depression, and having all ideas. Like, I remember reading about the sun-scorching men. And at that time, I was living, just before I'd been put in the hospital the first time, living Revelation. And I thought it was real, going on at the very moment in time. And I read about, you know, the sun scorching men with its fierce heat. And I was inside the house. I thought, oh, no, the sun is scorching people with its fierce heat. And I had to go somewhere. And I grabbed a doona out of the off my bed. And I'm walking around the streets of Melbourne, down Burwood Street, with this doona over my head, getting protected by the sun. It worked. I didn't get scorched. $39.95 from Kmart. Highly recommend it. But I was living through Revelation. I did get put in the psychiatric facility. Don't know why. I was all right. But I came out looking for God, okay, but I was still pretty messed up. I'm all right now. Anyway, but the guy said the harvest is ripe. And I knew, and I'm going, I hope it's not too ripe. For we looked in this is what I had read. And verse 14 of Revelation chapter 14, it says, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle of the earth, and the earth was reaped. And when that's why I was saying, I hope the harvest is too ripe. For I believed that when I read in the Bible that was going to be it was going to be the secret rapture. I hadn't heard about it, but my understanding in reading Revelations was, you know, wow, there's going to be all sorts of things. So as soon as that went on, all hell was going to break loose on earth. And I thought, I'm going, oh, I hope it's not too right, because I really thought I'm going to miss out. And anyway, so instead of them asking me to get baptized, they said, go home and have a think about things. And so I knew as if the harvest was ripe, and that night, and everybody else like this, he gets told the word of God, and you go home and you do not sleep. You're thinking about the Lord, he's just tapping on your shoulder, and you just want to get, you know, get saved, get baptized, you know, you know there's a truth out there, and I could not sleep. And anyway, what the guy told me, he said, oh, look, you know, we have meetings on Wednesdays and on Sundays and blah, blah. And anyway, I went home, couldn't sleep, and I thought, well, the harvest is ripe. He knows, he's a man of God. He knows the harvest is ripe. It's going to happen soon. I've got to get saved. So I've travelled down on the Wednesday to the hall for the meeting, and I've gone there, 8 o'clock, nobody there. And I'm going, oh, no. True. I've missed out. I hung around to 8:30, and it's like, oh, no, I went, you know, planes and that crashing down. I've missed out. you know, they've been raptured. And, you know, and in and some of the things I knew I was going to take on, remember, I suffer from mental illness. There's going to be beasts and dragons and false Christ, false prophets, the seven angels pouring out the plagues of God's wrath, grievous sores upon people, sea and rivers turned to blood, sun scorching men with fire, darkness upon the earth, great earthquakes, hail from heaven. And that was about to happen because these people had gone. Because I hung around for half an hour to an hour waiting for them to come up. And then it's like they're gone. And I went home and I thought, missed out. Went down on the Sunday, just in case. They're there. Yes, it's there. And I've gone in there and I was like, oh, fantastic. I thought, where was Wednesday? Oh, that's a house meeting. We're at a house that day. And I was like, oh. And it's like, thankful, mate. I thought I missed out. And anyway, I got, that day, baptised in a river, Cole River. 2 weeks later, received the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. But I had my own ideas, my own thoughts and all that sort of stuff. But after we pray, minister, things change. I did get healed about 4 weeks later, miraculously healed. That was probably my wife. But yeah, everything's good. But the thing is, we do get changed as we get into the Bible. So we have our own ideas. So I needed somebody to show me the Word of God. And praise the Lord, in a fellowship, the Word of God is so perfect, and the preaching of it is so right. And we know it because we pray lots. We're praying in the Spirit all the time, and the Lord directs us. And I found that. I remember when I was first got filled with the Holy Spirit, I got filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues, and I was still the same person, but I felt happy, felt joy, knew I was saved. And I received the Spirit. I thought, what am I going to do with this tongue? I thought, well, God gave it to me. It's a prayer language. I'll just direct it to God and see what happens. So I just spent lots of time just praying in tongues as much as I can, praying in tongues, and my life just changed. And the Word of God, I went and bought a Bible, the best one I could buy, and dived into that Bible. There's Christian bookshops out there, didn't go to them. I was, told we don't pass books around, we don't pass strange doctrines around. Took it on board straight away. There was fellowship bookshops and, guidance there, and it helped, me get through rather than getting strange doctrines upon me. And, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, please. And the Word and following the Lord is so important. And verse 6, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, seeing as a righteous thing with God, the recompense and the tribulations of them that, that trouble you. This is, talking about people who, give the saints a hard time. We're the apple of the Lord's eye. So if somebody pokes us, what are they doing? They're poking the Lord in the eye. And so, and I like the other script, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I think Otto gave a great testimony the other night about somebody who gave him a hard time and didn't feel in too well for that. And, Otto did nothing. You weren't expecting anything bad to happen, but the Lord took care of things. So we hear lots of those testimony. The Lord takes care of it. He fights our battles. And verse 7 says, and to you who are troubled rest of us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, behold, I come quickly, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the world and different groups are like, do what you want, or this is what we think the Lord wants. It's all right to behave this way. God's a loving, forgiving God. He is, but he demands obedience. And to obey is better than sacrifice. We'll have a look on. Today I was going for a ride, and often, you see different groups around and these guys sort of sit in the corner. And I thought, and I try to have a quick chat to them, and I had a quick talk to them. And if you want to, witness to somebody, the best thing is your testimony. Even, you think about the Apostle Paul, who he often talked about, I was on my road to Damascus. And my one is, I just go up to them, nothing to lose, say, hey, look, I just like to tell you, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues, I've been healed by the power of God, used to suffer from mental illness, and the Lord's completely healed me, put me on the right track. And I said to these people, What's your understanding of the Holy Spirit? Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Okay, simple things to say. Oh, yeah, we think we've got the Holy Spirit. Okay. And I said, well, what about speaking in tongues? Do you speak in other tongues? I knew they didn't. And they say, oh, yeah, well, we study the Bible. And then they go on about tongues being for back then to preach the gospel, all that. I'm like, okay. I said, oh, so, okay. I said, you're wrong. I said, so you... and I thought, I'll get them. I said, so you study the Bible. Okay. Who was the first man? Oh, Adam and Eve. And I said, and so where did the rest of everybody come? They're like, well, they were a pure people. Back then, they were much more pure. And they had children and it went through there to there to there. And I said, so incest? And they go, yeah. I said, you don't, haven't you read the Bible? In the Bible. And there's something great that we see. You know, chapter 1 of Genesis says, male and female, he created them. You know, and I explained it. Read chapter 1. Then read chapter 2. There's the creation of Adam and Eve. And that's what the Bible's about. God dealing with his people. And it's so much so that the world says, you know, that we believe that Adam and Eve, and you know, Christian groups believe that, or they believe in evolution. But when you look in the Bible, it's something as simple as that. They can't get that wrong. And I challenged them. I said, go home, read your Bible, the first two chapters, and you'll see it in plain view. And then that. And it's just a challenge to them. And that's what the Lord has made that. I didn't know that before I come to the fellowship about that. And you, if you look at it, I remember Julianne as well, you know, very strict Baptist church. She believed that Adam and Eve was the first person and everybody come from there as well. As clear as day in the Bible. And I've showed other people before, and they go, oh, I didn't know that's in there. Because the world tells them it's Adam and Eve, and, you know, they're the first ones, and we all come from that. And it's like, oh, or monkeys, whatever you want to do. But, you know, praise that. So it's simple, it's there. We have authority to show people that. We have people, you know, we have authority and proof of, you know, what it is about following the Lord. So it's not only getting filled with the Holy Spirit, it's about baptism, it's about walking in and keep on praising the Lord. And this is, you know, this is one of the best things I like to look forward to camp is that prayer time in the morning in Numbers, that, you know, hour of prayer you have, just praise the Lord. And you go from here, you don't go, oh, I've had my hour of prayer. You go out, and I was talking to someone the other day, and a few of us said, who doesn't mind being by themselves? Hands up. Because you're never alone, are you? And I just like getting out on the beach, up to your neck, and just praying in tongues. Nobody's around you. And it's like, yeah, yeah. And it's just such a great thing, isn't it? On the bike, riding around, praying in the Spirit. And it's like that. It's such a great thing to be praising the Lord. Okay, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 says, this is concerning Saul coming back, thinking, making his own idea about it. He was told to slay the Amalekites, the whole lot, animals, but he had his own ideas and he didn't obey the Lord. Verse 22, it says, and Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as sin as witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. You know, in the Bible it talks about being made kings and priests. But we can pray as much as we like, or, you know, this, but to obey the scripture is the first thing we must do, okay? But the great thing about it, you know, as we pray and pray and pray, the Lord takes care of our lives. But we must make sure we're always married up in what this Bible says, okay? So don't get your own ideas or that, you know, oversight that's been around for years. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, we want to go for the faith that was delivered to the saints once, you know. And it's all these things that people add on, giving your heart to the Lord, the sinner's prayer. We all know that's not even in the Bible. How can they do it? They're changed in the word of God, okay? So we have authority to go out there with boldly before, you know, other ministers, whoever it may be, people's ideas, and telling the truth. I thought I knew the Bible. You know, I studied Revelation, completely had no idea. And I was happy to get told by somebody and shown about what Revelation is about. It talks about, when you look about it, things that shall shortly come to pass. You know, it's all coming. We heard from Pastor Kevin today about all the prophecy. Tick, tick, tick. They're all done. There's nothing new. I don't have to worry about the beasts and the dragons and all that secret rapture and all that sort of stuff. So we are blessed of what we get. Amen.